Locker Room Chats here conclude on a Wednesday on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here with the Onega Buffaloes boys head coach, Jason Claycamp. This Locker Room Chat here provided by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Well, it's been a trio of games. The last time we spoke, Coach, wins against Cornerstone and Oskaloosa. The win over Cornerstone, 66-53. A victory in overtime against Oskaloosa, 60-58. But a loss here this week against Lynn, 50-34. But, Coach, tell me about these last three games and key on those wins that you had.
Yeah, I thought we played really well. We lost our big guy, our leading scorer, our leading rebounder last week. And so we played these last three games without him. So we're still trying to figure out how to play without him, but I thought we did some good things. The Cornerstone game, we came out, I think we were down 11-2 in the first couple minutes, and then we finally settled in and guys started doing what they do best. And I thought we pressed a little bit early in that one, but we came back, won that one. I think we had three guys in double figures that game. Monday night against Oski, I thought we played really well. Had a little spurt there in the third quarter where we made some bad decisions. I think we were down 11 at one point. I think it was 38-27. Called a timeout. Guys got back on the same page. And I think we ended up getting to within one there in the third quarter. I think we were down maybe five going into the fourth quarter. We were down seven with a minute left. Guys never gave up. We ended up tying it up. We ended up taking the lead. We were up 52-50. They hit a shot, went to overtime, and we were able to pull it out in overtime. But I thought we played two really good games, and I think guys are starting to see what they need to do with casing out. We've got several guys who have stepped up and played well. And then last night was kind of a rough night for us, coming back off of that overtime win. We didn't have any legs last night, and so we kind of struggled shooting the ball. But I thought we put three really good games together, and we just got to continue to adjust as we go forward here.
Right now, your team is 5-3 out of the last eight games. Of course, you had the three-game winning streak, Frankfort, Cornerstone, Oskaloosa. So starting to pick up a lot of momentum underneath your legs. You look to take some more of it going into the postseason here, upcoming Washington County on Friday. Next Tuesday against Donovan West, what are some keys to these upcoming matchups in the TVL?
I think for us right now, we've got to continue to shoot the ball well, which, with the exception of last night, like we have over the last several games. But now with our big guy, we've got to find some more consistency inside. And we got guys who are capable. We just got to step up a little more and get a little more of a consistent inside game. And I think we'll be just fine. I think we got three games left that we should be able to go compete in. And hopefully we come out on top.
And who are you kind of expecting up to step into that role and play that part here, the season kind of coming down to the end?
Well, I think with Casey now, I think it's got to be Tristan Kuhlman and Keegan Vinneberg. Keegan had a big night against Cornerstone, and I think he had 14 points and 7 boards, so he kind of filled the role there. And then Tristan had a huge night against Oskaloosa. I think he had 12 points and 6 or 7 rebounds in that game. I think he hit a couple threes. So, like those two are the two that got to step up on the interior and go get those rebounds and points that we're missing.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you.
That's Head Coach Jason Claycamp with the Onega Boys. Again, this Locker Room Chat here provided by Blue Vine Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Upcoming for Onega, Washington County this Friday and next Tuesday against the Donovan West Mustangs.